Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Showcast, a series of candid conversations from the world of film, brought to you by The Film Verdict and hosted by yours truly, Matt McCucci. In this episode, we're going to be speaking with Simona Baumann, Managing Director of German Films, Germany's National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. And this year marks its 70th anniversary, which the organization plans to celebrate in a number of ways. So this conversation covers the past, present and future of German films, and we'll be highlighting some of its celebratory events taking place around the world, as well as some of the most noteworthy present German film productions, Simona's thoughts on the perception of German cinema worldwide, and her thoughts on whether Germany is a cinephile country. So fire up an Audiotini and listen to the audio waves as they fly through the air. This is The Showcast. Hello, Simona. Welcome to The Showcast.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Welcome, welcome. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm excited to talk with you. I'm excited to delve into the world of German films, this wonderful organization. But Simona, this is the first time we talk, so I'd like to find out a little more about you. So here's a simple question to start with. What is your earliest memory of cinema?
I think when I was a child, I grew up in East Germany and in a little city, not so far from the Czech border. And we had a cinema, so we used to go at school, I think. So we seen some films, yeah, with the school class, I think, yes.
Oh, yes. Do you remember what films you'd be watching with your school and with your schoolmates?
I don't know exactly which one it was, but it was kind of fairy tale. And I think it was a Soviet movie, you know, East Germany, GDR. So we had a lot of Soviet films. And it was based on the books of, Alexander Volkov. There was a writer who wrote this fantasy things, a little bit like Harry Potter, you know. And then also kind of animation.
Yes, Alexander Volkov, not the writer, not to be confused with the great actor of the silent film era of almost the same name. So did you always think that one day you'd become involved in the wonderful world of film professionally?
Actually, I studied philosophy and I was working at university, and then the way was via journalism. So I used to work for public television in the journalistic department doing magazines and also reportage. And then I got closer to feature-length formats, and then via feature-length documentaries, I would say. I got to cinema, to theatrical projects, and also, I was always a film lover. I always used to go to cinema and to watch movies, so this was always there. But as a professional, it was this way, actually. I produced I'm coming from production, actually, yes. And I produced my first fiction in 1998, and it was in Leipzig, and it was almost the first movie what was produced in Leipzig after 70 years, you know, the first cinema movie, yeah.
Wow, so making history then.
In a way, a little independent company, we all didn't know anything about how to produce cinema, you know, so it was a learning by doing process, and then I got a lot of advices from older colleagues. I'm very thankful for that. And then I also did some additional courses how to manage. And later, I did a producers program, a European producers program called EAVA. But this was after my first movie, actually.
Yeah, you can never stop learning, can you? Well, thank you for sharing all that, your experiences and background, which I'm sure are serving you well now that you're with German Films. And let's get into German films a little more. Can you tell us what it does and a little bit about its history?
Yeah. The German Films is actually the national advisory board for cinema to bring the films abroad to festivals, to markets, to sell the films. And German Films, it's dealing mainly with cinema, with theatrical projects. So we don't do a lot with TV series or TV movies. But we are representing all the formats for cinema. So it means it's fictions, documentaries, it's animation, but also shorts. And this is very interesting. You know, you deal with a lot of people, different people, with a lot of events. And the company exists already for 70 years, or 24 is the 70th anniversary of German Films. But it started not at German Films. It started in 54 as a company called Exportunion des Deutschen Films, so Export Union of German Cinema or German Films. And at this time, it was a more organization what would help to sell the films, working very closely with the sales agents and producers. So the sales have been more in the focus, I would say.
Yeah, and you mentioned that this year, German Film celebrates its 70th anniversary. So can you tell us about the ways and different initiatives that will be happening to celebrate this very important and significant milestone?
Actually, we decided to have not just one event and to celebrate German cinema for the whole year, the whole 24. So we started at Berlinale. We had a big reception where we invited former employees and people working with German films over all the years. And also we created a film program, so kind of best of a success story of German cinema abroad. So it was curated by Alfred Holighaus, who is one of the people in Germany. He used to work for Berlinale and other events, who knows the history of German cinema very well. And he has chosen a couple, like 14 films, which have been very important for the history of German cinema abroad, starting in the 50s, going over the 60s, 70s, 80s, and now also the last years, you know. And it's an interesting collection. And these films we are offering our partners. It means festivals, also Goethe institutes all over the world with film programs, and it's very well received. So we have certain kind of cooperations, because as German films, I have to admit, usually we are not showing retrospectives or historical films. We only promote new German cinema, what means a production year is the last 2 years, you know. So we would not show all the films in normal years, but this year is an occasion to show some of these films. They have been at festivals, they got big sales, they got like Oscar nominations. So it's quite a lot. It's quite a lot to present.
Oh, I can only imagine. I mean, we're talking about a big chunk of the history of German cinema, which is one of the richest national cinema histories in the world. And speaking of this, what about current German cinema? There are a lot of great movies coming out of the country in recent years. So do you feel this is a golden period in German filmmaking?
I think in a way, yes, it is. It's not just a golden period. I would say it's a very interesting period, and also kind of change of generation. You know, we have still, I mean, we just had last Friday, we had the German Oscar, the Lolas, you know, for the German Oscar. And if you look at the winners who got the certain awards, you see the older generation, people like Wim Wenders, you know, together with the younger generation getting awards like Asche Pollack and others, you know. And at the same time, you have superstars on stage. You have Hanna Schygula, but you also have Sandra Hüller, who's giving awards, or Ilka Czatak, who's giving awards, you know. So this is, I think it's this kind of mix, and it's a broader a broader bunch of different kind of talents we have, you know. So it's, and that's for us, for me personally also as a managing director of German Films, it's the interesting thing, you know, to see these different generations of filmmakers, particularly working together or having their own projects. And we are trying to bring that to the international market. And that's really great. And I think this wide range of talent we didn't even have like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Speaking of going to different film festivals and film markets all over the world, what do you feel is the perception of German cinema from all these different places?
I think many people are very curious to see German films, and you know, they know it's still in many territories. They know Werner Herzog, Margarete von Trotta, Volker Schlöndorff, you know, or maybe Tom Tykwer, you know, and then but then we have filmmakers like Marion Rade, Maria Schrader, so a lot of more female filmmakers in a kind of younger generation. And also filmmakers with a different cultural background. I mean, Fatih Akin was the first German filmmaker by Turkish origin or with a Turkish background. But now we have different ones. We have like I said, Ilka Çatak, you know, or we have a young female filmmaker, Soleyn Yusuf. She got an award for the best children's film just last Friday, you know. So it's really, I think this is very interesting when you see all these different influences, also these different cultural influences. And this is more reflecting contemporary Germany, you know, what is much more multicultural than it used to be.
Yeah, multi-generational, multicultural. I love it. And I'm all for it. But of course, for any national cinema to flourish, there need to be, you know, the right financial means and the right investment. So how are we doing on that side of things?
Yeah, I mean, monetary investment. Germany is a big, strong country, and it has a big film industry, and we have a proper funding system, I would say. You know, we have funds on the national level. We have very strong regional funds, which got much stronger in the last 10, 15 years. This is very, very important, and it's very good, and it's helping a lot. Even the funding system, the regulations are a little bit old-fashioned, but they are going to be changed. And from next year, from 2025, we are going to have a new film law. And hopefully it's going to accompany it also by an investment obligation for TV channels and streamers, and by a tax incentive. Because till now, we don't have a tax incentive. We have different schemes on the national level, but was fine for the last years. But for the future, we would need other instruments, also financial instruments, to support German cinema, you know, to be on a high level, and also to develop this area in a further way.
And what about audiences? Is Germany a cinephile country? Do people go to the cinemas? Are cinemas well attended?
I would say that it never was like in France, for example, where people are going to cinema much more often. So in Germany, people, if you see, you know, we have 82 million inhabitants. And if you see the number of admissions, it's probably a little bit lower than in other bigger European countries, you know. It didn't really go down. And even after COVID, we talk about the general box office almost reached the same level as it was in 2019 or before. So we didn't lose a lot, and it's going up. The problem, of course, is the audience, the people who are going to watch art house movies or smaller movies. So they are not back yet on the level of 2019. But this is the same like in many other countries. This is the same like in many other European countries as well, you know. So it's the generation maybe 50 plus, and also the very young, the much younger audience, they might go to the bigger blockbusters, you know, but not so much maybe to arthouse films. But it's changing a little bit. I think in 23, there have been already signs that we got younger viewers also for this segment, and it's going on this year. So I'm optimistic that we keep the numbers, and we probably might grow the numbers.
Well, fingers crossed, because it's always good to see a rise in people going to cinemas. It's always a good sign when that is the case. But let's return to German films and its recent activities at festivals. For example, at the time of recording this podcast episode, the Cannes Film Festival is fast approaching. Anything you can tell us about German films' activities there?
To be honest, when we are talking about majority German films, so we have just two short films in the official lineup, no other majority German film. But, you know, it's a Cannes, how to say it, the Cannes type of films it's usually not maybe the classic German film. So it's very often that we don't have any majority German film in competition or even in certain regard, you know. Well, okay, it's what it is. But there's one film, I think it's a special screening. It's called Rumors. It's a Canadian-German co-production. And this is really kind of 51% Canadian, 49 German. So it's almost German film. But Cannes for us is also a place to meet, you know, many other people from the industry. We have a short film program called Next Generation Short Tiger. It's kind of a selection of the best German shorts from last year. And we will have a market premiere of this program. We are inviting the filmmakers. They will be part of the short film corner. And we are going to meet also many of our partners. We have different kinds of co-production events with different regions from South America, Asia. So there's a lot of things are going on, you know, for future movies.
And what about at other film festivals, recent film festivals? What are some of the German films and recent production that you feel we absolutely need to know and be aware of?
I think, yeah, we have, we had three films in Berlinale competition. So it was Dying by Glasner, it was Dear Hilde by Dresen, and it was Architekton by Kasakowski. So all the three films I would recommend, despite of all the other titles we had. And then we will have upcoming titles in Carlo Vivari, in Locarno, and also in Venice. But I cannot talk about at the moment because it's still confidential. So things are looking not bad. Let's put it this way.
Great, great. And what's on the calendar now after Cannes, as far as German films is concerned?
I mean, there are two events. I would say it's one is the Raindance Festival in London in June. There will be a German focus. So we will have a bigger German program. We will have other German producers coming. We will have a special event connected to the 70 years. We are going to show the White Ribbon by Haneke, what also was a German film and the Oscar winner. And there's Christian Friedel. It's a well-known German actor who was also in the film of Jonathan Glazer's film, you know. And he will come to London and have a masterclass. He was also in the White Ribbon already. So this is a really special event for us. And then looking further over the year, we are working with Tallinn International Black Nights Film Festival in November, and Germany will be the focus country, not just for the festival, but also for the industry event called Baltic Event. So we are planning a big program with films, with talents, and different kinds of activities. I would name these two events.
Wow, yeah, The White Ribbon, what a film. It's been years since I've seen it, but exceptional, exceptional. So yeah, it sounds like there's a lot happening, a lot going on as far as German films is concerned. What's the best way for people in the industry or not? What is the best way for them to keep up with all of the news?
I think German Films, we have a news. You can go to our website, German Films website, and you can sign up for the monthly newsletter. In the newsletter, you get all the information about our plans for the next weeks and the calls and submissions and everything. I think this is a very good way. And then we have a publication called German Films Quarterly. You can also subscribe for this. So there you get some more extended information about new German projects, what our talents are doing. There are portraits of new filmmakers, of known filmmakers. I think this is the best way. And we have a podcast actually in English also at our website. So,
oh, a podcast. Well, podcasting is the present and the future. So I'm not surprised German Films is making sure to stay ahead of the curve in that sense as well. So Simona, thank you for joining us. It's been a blast.
Great, great. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our latest episode of the Showcast, and thank you for joining us once again for another stimulating conversation from the world of film. We'll have more content coming your way regularly, so keep an eye on filmverdictnetwork.com, the official website of the TFV Network, a network of podcasts from the world of film produced by the Film Verdict. The Cannes Film Festival is upon us, And so is the Marché du Film. We recently shared our conversation with the director of the Marché, Guillaume Esmiol, about what is happening there this year. And if you're interested, it's available on all major streaming platforms. And make sure to follow us there too, so you never miss a beat. Till the next time, this is Matt McCucci signing off. See you soon.